Dear Chicago.
Lip shits.
Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Who is that last one?
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. Today is still January 16th, but we are now on episode 465.
465!
And this is James LeRoy.
You did this ass backwards, Waylon.
And this is the Lady of the Labia, Nurse Lori.
That last one...
that's not Stufan, is it? I don't know.
I forget who that is.
It's very Damien Rice sounding.
Actually, is it Damien Rice?
I don't think so. I forgot.
He's too happy. Damien Rice sounds a little more.
I'm sure our listeners will educate us on what our own theme song is.
They're totally going to be tweeting us. It's fucking this person, bitch.
You don't even know your own shit. So speaking of angry listeners, Ed Chan totally is going to fight me for Mr. Daniel Brewer at Pride 48 this year.
Face off.
Are you going to wear the fisticuffs?
Well, it depends. I may give him over to mm-hmm. Ed Chan if said Mr. Brewer does not have enough gray hair in his temples and does not wear the tweed jacket with the elbow patches per request.
Wait, you want him to be gray and wearing elbow patches, or you want him to be not gray and wearing...
To catch you up on the story.
Thank you.
Waylon has a...
admirer.
Fantasy of the professor type, where he's gray in the hair, wearing the tweed jacket,
like the only
has the
fantasy
pipe.
That I've ever had in my life.
Yeah,
is the whole professor thing.
Strong, educated,
and it's really all about not necessarily gray hair, but the temples. You know
yes.
that, and then
the peppered salt and pepper temples
with the tweed jacket, elbow patches,
and elbow patches,
the pipe and/or brandy sniffer is
snifter totally
snifter, is totally
hot.
That's separate. It added bonus,
mm-hmm.
throw in then a brandy sniffer, a fire, and a bearskin rug. And it's like,
I'm game.
Please read me, Plato.
Please.
Naked.
Read me, Plato, while I suck you off.
Right.
Right.
So at Pride 48 this last year, there was this big to-do that people decided to tell the story very differently.
Yeah.
That I don't find this man attractive until next year.
Oh.
But because of this.
No. They said that you just didn't find him attractive at all.
Right.
And they left all out.
Right.
Is he a professor?
No, not at all. He's just a gentleman that is starting to get a little gray and is not unattractive, and he's bearded. But
ooh.
If he had a little more gray and
mm-hmm.
a tweed jacket and elbow patches...
You'd want to jump him.
There could be some schoolboy lusting.
Okay.
Though right now, he'd rather just have sex with Bradley.
Who doesn't want to have sex with Bradley? So where does the third party come into play? You're wrestling somebody for who?
Oh, he just...
It was a Facebook comment.
This guy finds him sexy.
As well.
Basically, I've got competition.
Oh, he's willing to throw down for his rights to fantasize about this man.
Yes.
And or do tasty, delicious things to him.
Correct.
Well, when is this Pride 48?
It's
in September.
Yeah, that's a Labor Day weekend.
So after my wedding?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It will be so much fun to come out in like a little campy, offensive to all professions, nurses, hooker outfit, and like do the round thing. Round two. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, right. If there actually was a wrestling match.
That'd be fucking...
Hey,
I'd pay good money for that.
You work on this. Work on this.
Work on this.
This
work
is
on
what
this.
We need for... We always have these... what are they called? Not gift bags, but...
Swag bags.
Swag bags, where all the podcasts will bring something and they stick it in a bag and all the participants of this conference get
mm-hmm.
the swag bag. Everyone and their mother got sick last year. Remember when I thought I was going to
die?
Yeah,
you all had the TB, the Vegas TB.
Yeah, we all had... our own version of Legionnaires.
Yeah.
We thought that it would be hilarious if next year our swag bag wore
we're like
surgical masks,
surgical masks
with our logo. But I can't find a company that prints
Medline
on the front of them.
Well, I wonder if we, yeah, I'll work on that. I will totally put together a hygienic pack for you.
Well, we need like 60 of them, and so it would need to be not expensive.
I will fucking subsidize that shit.
Because we can put stickers on anything.
Well, not only that, but like, I'm not having you motherfuckers come back with the plague again.
Yes, because I don't think I'll survive the next time. No. Because it was awful. Like,
moist towelettes and soap and...
Right.
Yeah.
So before we get back into more questions and hearing about your fucked up life as a nurse...
It's not fucked up. It's
no, you see fucked up things.
It's spark. Oh yeah.
Yes.
It's sparkly.
We do have some other business we should take care of.
We have
a couple of voicemails.
Well, these are fun.
We have another email. What do you want to do first, Mr. Man that is looking at something that isn't has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now?
It's the two of you shirtless. I couldn't even watch that.
It's always she's commenting on the Pride 48 video where the fucking thumbnail is of Bradley and I.
Look at you. You're shirtless.
So why are we naked?
You might not be sober, and he cannot get his eyes off your junk.
Yeah.
That makes me...
We're naked here.
People can't listen to the video if you talk over it.
Matt's not here.
They can't listen to the video?
They can't, you know, our listeners can't hear what's going on if we're talking over it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's funny. They did this like behind the scenes.
Gets me hot. I can't even handle it.
If you haven't seen it yet, go to our page or Pride 48's page and check out the confessional room videos.
Oh God, montage. Confessional.
Yeah, it was fun, and
we were drunk.
Shocking. And naked, except
well,
for the hats.
Just from we look naked.
Well,
please, I don't. I barely walk around my house with my clothes off.
Yeah,
oh,
it was
so
fun.
Funny.
I'm trying to time this right, but this is like the end of Ricky's little thing. This is my favorite part is right after Ricky.
See old friends, and it's just getting better each year. So hopefully if this makes it on a little video, you see this and you see how awesome things are. And you
hurry up, Ricky.
Ricky is such a bitch. No,
yes.
Melissa, the confused.
You
I
could
love
have
you.
Just, you know.
I was trying to get to that part, but it's extremely difficult to try to do this on YouTube, sir.
Wow.
Wow.
If you want to come over here and actually do some mail and shit like that, be my guest.
If it wasn't, you know, if you didn't put that on the list, I feel like Ricky's here.
Pride 48 video. Ed Chan is gonna fight Waylon for Mr. Brewer. Oh, it is on the
list.
No, it
was mentioned in the video. That was about it.
Gentlemen,
it was
gentlemen, gentlemen.
Because of the video.
Tut, 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 tut.
This is what happens on the show.
Voicemail.
Do you have the voicemails ready?
Voicemail, motherfuckers. Voicemail.
Yes. Ring-a-ling-a-ding. We've got a voicemail.
Phone call. It's supposed to be phone call.
It doesn't matter what it is. Play it.
I think that Donna Sugar's theme song, Careless Whisper by George Michael, needs to stay in the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Colin Hawaii. Glad you guys are back. I missed hearing your voices. I think it's a stand. But please don't use it over and over. And don't switch it to... Don't roll us again with that nasty-ass loud song. All right. Hope you guys have a wonderful New Year's. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Kyle, bye.
I'll
bye.
Get you, my pretty.
So you understand. We were talking about this off air, I believe. We have a lovely, lovely listener slash her who has her own podcast. Her name is Donna Sugas.
Uh huh. I've heard mention of this.
Oh my God,
lovely,
I love
lovely
her.
Creature. You've got just play it.
I love. So I have to play it twice now. I'm sorry, Kyle.
It really only works if you play it right after you say Donna Sugas. Yeah, then it's funny.
Donna Sugas.
And now we're annoying both Kyle and someone else on Twitter.
But is that all we're going to hear? Is the first, like, three-quarter of the first bar?
We played a lot of it the last time.
Okay.
And that's just what's going to happen.
Who's blowing your shit up?
Oh, this is haircut.
Oh.
Sorry.
Haircut.
Giggity giggity.
Oh, yeah, Boss Boy 101 really hates that whole new segment.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, sure. Boss Boy.
You can't please all of the people all of the time.
But I would agree, Kyle. I think it's hilarious, and I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff, Maynard.
It's good stuff. Maynard?
That's something my dad used to say, sorry.
So I just wanted to make sure I heard that correctly.
Good stuff, Maynard.
So we have another phone call. It seems like RC is on every show. Yay! Which, by the way...
RC, by the way, is one of our listeners that is up in Madison, but he was one of them that actually came down to Pride 48.
No, Bear Pride.
He came down to Chicago. He didn't go to
Vegas. He came to both, actually.
Yeah, so don't tell me I'm wrong.
But you said we met, came down to and pointed to your feet, which means Chicago. I understand. I'm down.
We no met.
Actually,
wrong.
If he found you us. Look at it, if you're looking at a map, I'm Lord pointing Jesus. South.
It was easily confused.
West.
Just stop. Just
here,
stop.
Here's why it's confused. He learned of us at Bear Pride from our...
By the way, I didn't meet him until...
No, he learned of us. I'd never met him to Pride 48 either, but he learned of the podcast
when he was here for
Bear Pride, because we did the bus intros.
Can I tell you that one of my cab drivers was absolutely elated with working IML?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And he said he would get a shit ton of business taking people from the Hyatt McCormick up into Boys Town. And he goes, so these two guys get in the car. And they have these like costumes on, and I'm thinking nothing of it. And then they pay me, and they give me this beautiful tip, and they're walking away from the cab. And I notice that one guy is wearing just chaps, like ass hanging out, and the other guy is wearing just an apron. And I, of course, I laugh, right? I'm like, bah, ha, ha, ha. And he goes, and then I bust out the Clorox wipes.
So, RC, what do you have to say?
Yeah, it's me again, RC. I had a quick question for the two love nerds. I was wondering if I've been seeing pictures of you guys in drag lately and channeling Donna Sugars. I was wondering if you ever kai-kai. Well,
kai-kai?
Of course, you kai-kai because
we'll explain.
Engaged, but did you ever try to mess around while you guys were in drag?
RC, you're a lonely, lonely
mascara,
man.
Lipstick, and eyeliner, and eyeshadow, and blush everywhere. Just kind of curious. Yeah, the whole drag thing, seeing you guys in drag. I was a bit disappointed. I thought you guys were more manlier than that. I felt like a mother does when they see their son in a dress. And I'm just full of shit. All right. Bye, guys.
So I want to make 2 points. One.
And I got a couple, too.
Yeah. One, it takes a big old man to do drag.
Thank you.
Not even going to lie. Because you have to tuck that shit. That's not necessarily comfortable.
Thank you.
You have to shave some parts that you don't necessarily want to shave. Mm-hmm. And it gets uncomfortable when it has to grow back.
Or if you're me, you don't.
You don't hang out. You have to be fucking wearing heels. Right. You put yourself through some pain mm-hmm. to entertain.
Kai-kai on all of the time.
Kai-kai is basically the term for drag queen on drag queen sex.
Yeah.
Two drag queens are doing it. I'm down.
There's also, you probably heard the song Let's Have a Kiki. That's completely different.
That's completely
different. I was going to say, no, I haven't.
Okay,
heard
you probably
song.
Have. Oh. Yeah. Anyway,
kind of
so second point, that wasn't even drag. We just wore eyelashes.
First of all, there hasn't been.
What was he talking about when you
New Year's Eve? I'm
assuming. First of all, there has
because we've never done drag.
Well, the closest to any drag pictures is the picture that got posted from your adventure with Coco when you actually had the makeup on. But New Year's Eve, that was rosacea, not blush.
Rosacea and wine.
We did not leave the bar until 6 a.m. So when I had the drag queen wig on, literally, like I said,
drag droppings.
I call them drag droppings because drag queens were drunk and can be talked out of their frocks and stuff for you to try on when you are sober and it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
6 a.m.
Hell yeah.
But we did have eyelashes on. They were the super cheap, sparkly green ones from Party City.
Yeah, but you're talking about people who are like, oh my God, you put on eyelashes. are people who have no idea, the 12 steps to making a very successful drag face.
And frankly, we were spending New Year's Eve at a bar that we go monthly to see a drag show
that's owned
by
your
a drag
local
queen.
Watering hole. Yeah.
And so we
just
thought it would be fun.
Yeah.
and yeah. we looked good in eyelashes.
You looked phenomenal. You did. You looked phenomenal. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, we did.
I'll have to try it.
So I, the closest thing the drag of Waylon's ever done, besides being in a show, you know,
other than the bearded nun, but that's not even
just
drag.
The bearded nun, and that's not really.
Yeah,
drag.
That's more like what are them?
Well, Sisters it's kind of Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence,
but Thank without you. The white face and without right. a cause.
But it's, yeah, it's that's a little bit more.
Your cause is much different.
Don't get me started. That's not yeah. It's costumey, but it's not drag.
It's not drag. It's not gender fuck. A little more gender fuck in the fact that I'm not supposed to be having a beard and wearing. It's more sacrilegious.
A little bit more, yeah. I was going to say insubordination, but I think sacrilegious is the better word. Yeah.
But I also just love, I love the drag of the Catholic Church.
Yes. I mean, no, it's just I'm amazing. Totally down with the bearded nun.
But yeah, that's closing for me. Now, Brad, on the other hand.
I got painted.
Brown chicken brown.
You
cow.
Saw those pictures, yeah?
I think I did.
He was learning how to paint his face with a drag queen, but he also used
I was
only,
with a black woman.
Only colors that were owned by a black drag queen.
Ooh.
So therefore, you know, they weren't the best.
So they're like Coco complexed. Was yeah. she caramel complexed?
And actually, her name is Coco.
That's right. That's my drag mama.
Was she caramel complected? Yes. Is she real fair rendered?
No, she's a little darker than that.
But she's Coco.
She is Coco. She's like dark
she's
hot chocolate.
So she's more Coco. She's not so
Nubian.
Much caramel.
Yeah, she's not like, no. yeah, she's okay. not like Nubian.
Well, I figured she was a Nubian because anybody who tried to put Nubian makeup on this alabaster boy kind
well,
of
they
almost
up.
Translucent.
They really
white
just
boy.
Did eyes and lips. They didn't do
I didn't. We don't
of noses.
A lot of it because is I didn't. We didn't have
appropriate.
My God.
Oh my God. Foundation.
Foundation for my skin. Thank you.
It's charades.
Slaps his finger and starts smearing his face. I'm like foundation.
But Brad is yeah. thinking about possibly doing drag.
Maybe.
Yeah, after I saw that outfit you put on to go do barback, fuck yeah, you're drag.
That was my let's get physical outfit.
It was totally. Physical. I have a photo of that. Physical. I have a photo of you bending over in that outfit.
Yeah.
I'm holding on to that
so,
one.
So just to remind the listeners, one I helped barback at the call, let's our bar that we physical. Go to. And I had the really, really short shorts that like rode up into my crotch.
Like 78 shorts.
Oh, yeah. And then I had this pink t-shirt. Tight. Then I had this headband. And then I had the knee-high socks.
Wristbands.
And the wristbands. But it was for Halloween night. Yeah. Or it was for Halloween weekend. And
I was like, oh my God, where are you going? He's like, just to work.
Just whatever. To work. I got to go work. I'm going to go fucking work that corner. But no, it was fun. It was fun.
It was awesome.
So, I don't know. It might happen. It might not. I don't
Costuming
know if it's going to.
Fun.
Yeah. I don't know if it will or not.
But I see you as very much like a Glinda the Good Witch drag queen. I don't see you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I would be Fish.
He's going to be like. The girly, like more sophisticated. He but will not. He's
yeah.
Like he's
fashion-y.
Not a camp. He's
I'd
not
be
a
more
camp.
Fashion-y.
Yeah,
I feel
I
like.
Don't. I don't see you being like a bitter, dirty drag queen. Not that there's anything wrong with bitter, dirty drag queens, but I don't see you filling that genre.
I don't think I could pull it off.
I've already said that he'll be funding this himself, except possibly you know that like yearly birthday anniversary gift of. Here's a dress. Don't ask me for anything else for the rest of this
here's
year.
Here's a dress. I was going to say, here's some fishnet stockings.
I just love the fact that most people's response is, you are not the one of the two of you that I expected this to.
Really?
So, yeah.
Everyone just assumes that I'm a drag queen or I'm going to be one. Because
well, I think it's also,
thing.
Here's the thing.
Because
I
like, I have a closet of costumes.
Right.
And I wear a fucking fascinator while drinking tea.
You wear a fascinator?
You don't know
it's,
what a fascinator
it's
is?
It's just right over there.
Let me go get it for you.
Dun, da, da, da,
yeah.
You guys keep talking. Da, da,
da, da, da. I don't know. I don't know. I, the funny thing is, this is actually, I think I figured my name out too. But it's a, it was supposed to be what Waylon's name was if he was a girl when
Which
he was born.
Was?
A mandolin.
Oh my God.
Like,
ding, 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 ding. No, beautiful.
Yeah. That's a fascinator.
Oh, Waylon, that is beautiful.
Thank you, Claire's.
Claire's.
I don't even. Okay, let me see. I got to put that shit on my head.
Waylon also had already tweeted this before, so you guys should already have seen this.
This makes me feel.
Well, listeners might
like,
not have. It was on my own personal.
This makes me feel like a golden girl.
At a funeral.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It actually looks really good with you. If you had like a little polka dot dress, that'd be a perfect like going out to dinner.
Let's
make
cute.
It happen.
It's cute. I love it.
It's that je ne sais quoi. Can we. Oh my God. Drag. gay culture and my dad. Can we just have a moment?
Yes. Let's
well, yes, especially because I hope this is leading into you have declared to your family. By the way, I don't know if I'm sure we've missed it sometime.
I haven't told my dad that I want to do a drag dress rehearsal yet.
Yes. Lori is also engaged.
Ta-da!
Lori proposed to her woman, actually, before Bradley proposed to me.
Yes, I did. And I made everybody that I could come out because it was awesome.
Yes, actually, it was a very pretty engagement.
Yeah, I needed people to witness it because I couldn't do one of those, like, quiet things.
And then you're getting married.
Do it, do it. Wait. Thank you.
And you're getting married this year.
I'm getting, September 20th, 2013. Mayans be damned. I'm getting married.
You know, we could have had the Mayan calendar wrong. That's what they say.
Yeah, we had a lot of things wrong. They said a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, dad, drag.
Dad, drag. My sister married a man who happened to have toddlers. And these toddlers are Disney princess. Right?
Twin sister?
No, my older sister.
Oh, your older sister.
No, my twin sister only has children with her husband.
Gotcha. Yes, yes.
My oldest sister has two children that she had with a man. Then her husband has four children, two with one mom who are teenagers and two with another mom who are toddlers.
Gotcha. Okay.
Welcome. I'm not going to say that. I love my sister. Anyway, the youngest children in the house are like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over Disney.
Right.
And my sister really struggles with this because she did not raise her girls to be, oh,
no,
because someday my prince will come. Felicia
is not girly.
Jesus, no.
No.
And neither is them. So she doesn't want these girls to be raised like someday my prince will come. You know, I need a man. You know, and so I found at Marshall's for Christmas little hockey sticks. And one had all of the Disney princesses on them. And the other one had Dora. And they happen to also love Dora. And I'm
That's awesome.
This is awesome. Yeah.
It's like manly, yet with the touch of, it is still okay to like,
it had
the
Disney
crinoline.
Princess theme on it.
Yeah.
But it was like, you go get what you want. I also bought them like a tool set, like a kid's tool set, like do it yourself. You know what I mean? Teach them about tactile and function and whatever. And I didn't get them all like pretty shiny things. Some of them were pretty and shiny, but they were also like function and teach them how to do shit. So I was like, hey, Dad, I bought these hockey sticks. You want to make hockey goals, right? And he's like, yeah, sure. No problem. So he makes these hockey goals out of PVC pipe, like half inch PVC pipe. And they're awesome. And he's like, we just need netting. And I'm like, oh, dude, I can totally do that. And so my dad goes, I'm sure somebody has a fishnet shirt. And I'm like, a fishnet shirt, Dad, really? Or like fishnet tights. Come on, Laura. Like, you, come on. I watch Will and Grace.
I didn't know that.
I was waiting for him to say, I watch Waylon's Facebook page. That's
funny. So it's really funny because, like, when I was 24, 10 years ago, we had this huge blowout, and I honestly didn't think I was ever going to come home again. Like, there was just tension, and nobody understood each other. And then circumstances came to that I was helping my older sister. My older sister got in a pickle and called me, and I went and brought her home to my parents' house. And Mom's like, oh, I'm so glad you came home. And I'm like, of course. And, you know, and now we're all like really on the level, and they come visit us, and everybody loves my soon to be wife. And like, it's all good and gravy. But now I'm facing this reality. And since then, my dad has been like, ha ha ha, gay jokes. And I love it. I fucking love it. You know, like we're out on bikes trying to find the dam in Maine. And we're like, there's a dike and the dam. And I'm like, where's the dike? And Dad's like, you're right there. And I'm like, right?
Right.
So all of these fun jokes. And my dad's just really getting into this. And now, like, over Christmas, it was like, I watch Will and Grace. Ha, ha, ha. And so for Christmas, of course, I brought my dad a red fishnet shirt. One that I picked up at, like, a thrift store. And so my dad is like examining this, like thinking about this shirt. And he goes, he balls it up in a little ball and looks at me and goes, it's fabulous. Thank you. And I'm like, so I need to like find a kosher way to segue my dad into like
a dress.
Not my dad looked fucking amazing in a dress.
Yeah, he would.
Fascinators.
But I need to do is like, how do I teach my dad about lesbians without watching like Water for Chocolate?
The L word.
But the L word, the right? L word. Can you see my dad like, I like Shane. Well,
like, what's that chutney popcorn or popcorn or something popcorn?
Popcorn?
It was another famous lesbian movie.
I don't know that one.
Mm. Popcorn
or something chutney. I don't know.
I'd like, but honestly, like I, we could put on, but I'm a cheerleader. But like, I
fucking right. Love so
then,
that movie.
So then he'll have
actually
it.
He could like that.
So then he'll I mean, have it as
I
just, the
whole comedy.
So
side
I don't want to do wait. Like Water for Chocolate because the sex scene is a little too much for me to sit next to my dad. Yeah, and you so can't I have to find one that has do a little like, less sex in
you
it.
You can't do like Red Shoe Diaries. You can't do If These Walls Could Talk because
I could do it. Just I couldn't be in the room with him because that would right. be all well, levels no. of
but
uncomfortable.
Because
this is what you do. You just be like, okay, goodbye.
But you can't
leave you alone.
I'm gonna go work out.
Are you gonna be in the room with your dad with But I'm a Cheerleader? With those whole like vibrator scenes.
Oh. I don't remember the vibrator scenes. Oh, I remember the Adam and Eve scenes.
It's the oh yeah, that one's a good one. No, the vibrator
goth
scenes.
Chick,
yeah.
Where you see the glowing and hear the buzzing.
Oh yeah. She's masturbating to like the sock or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh no, that'd be kind of fucking hilarious. But yeah.
So you have not broke to your family yet that you want your rehearsal dinner to be in.
I think I've mentioned it, but I've talked to Becky about it, and then Kate like freaks out because Kate's like, everybody's gonna assume that it's this and you mean that, and I'm like, so what? Like, who cares if it's fucking burlesque camp? Like, I want it campy. I just want people to put their hair down. And the thing of it is I know that my family, like my cousin and our friends, will be like, fuck yeah. Katie is petrified because she really doesn't think their dad will be comfortable.
Why don't you do like derby hat, Easter bonnet? So then instead of like being full on drag, you can have boys in fascinators or in like have your friends like create. I want you to come like you're this is like the last Easter brunch race day derby.
It's kind of like a say do the, like the say something hat tea party like we did.
I guess we could do that
because then, you know, you come in like a gigantic hat with
because
feathers.
I really want to see my cousin in a dress. And his wife and a mustache.
You know, by that time, I could possibly be...
Wait, that cousin?
Nice and polished.
Or, I think we're talking about the cousin that's here.
Oh, no. That's no, fun. He will not show up in a dress. Jesus Christ.
What? Because he's too manly.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not...
Mad Men.
No.
No, if he did, he'd have to come in.
He could totally do Mad Men attire, though. He'd have to because that's exactly what I kind of would do.
No, but that's his everyday drag.
It is.
So
dude, he's like trying to channel
if he needs
that.
To if he needs to step into it, you need to go into a comfort.
No,
we do not need to push that button.
No, if we're gonna
we do not need to tip that teacup.
No, if we're gonna have
if
him,
he falls off that end, it's got to be of his own time. Yes, otherwise it'll be a hot mess meltdown.
Him dressing in like
I love my family.
Him dressing down would totally be like dressing like a lesbian, like seeing him in flannel and cut up jeans.
No, you can't just say him dressing like a lesbian. You have to say him dressing like a 1982 lesbian.
True.
And flannel.
Well, I didn't
and
say
Timberlands.
I didn't say Birkenstock
Birkenstock flip-flops
that are so,
hairy armpits
that are so worn
hair, dreads,
in. Oh wait,
patchouli.
It sounds like people we knew in college.
Right. The scary.
Yep.
Because then you also have like the white party lesbians, like the tennis playing. Schlicked hair.
We didn't really have those at Valpo, did we?
No. Because I think no. They're also kind of lockjaw lesbians. Hi.
I suck cooter.
Do we say suck cooter? I think we say I lick.
Well, I don't
I
know.
Eat.
What do you say? I'm not one of them, so I don't know.
I nibble on labia.
Do you libble? Do you libble?
Nibble?
Libble. That's... Nibbling on a labia.
Now,
does your female
if I'm
life
allowed,
partner have bite marks?
If I'm at the moment.
Well, she will tonight. She's got a big girl job today.
If I want, yes, of course, I can always speak for like my entire sexual history and not necessarily my current sex life. Yeah, nibbling is.
So speaking
fantastic.
About lesbianism, bisexual
fluidity.
Correct.
Sexual
there is
fluidity.
A fantastic show on Sci-Fi that we've been watching called Lost Girl.
Is it a, does it have a bisexual in it?
Oh, yes.
The main character is a
succubus. So I need to find out if my dad's been watching. That is a good
segue. The main character is a succubus who is a...
Succubus?
Yeah.
Who's a lesbian. Suck your bus. And she actually has both... It is kind of racy. Like, we're shocked how much girl on girl and lesbian...
Define succubus.
It's a mythical creature.
Female.
Female that is
female?
Able to...
Yes.
Okay. In
an
this
incubus,
show.
An incubus is the male version.
Incubus and a succubus. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Bradley.
Is the basically in this show, she is able to suck the sexual chi out of people. She's able to see the sexual aura of people. She is always, she feeds off of sexual energy.
So, okay. But the creature in mythology.
So then what does an incubus do?
Does the same thing.
Same thing, but male.
It's just a male.
Basically, they're people that are generally in stories.
It's like
they would have been a creature
gay
that was
lesbian
when they were. When they were human, they may have been like jilted by love, and so they've gone crazy with revenge. Mm-hmm. So they take their revenge out by feeding off the sexual energy of other people. So like a succubus, like if I was a succubus and you were male or female, like if I come up to you and like I touch you or I talk to you,
uh-huh,
I could make you like fall madly in love with me, maybe send you crazy
so you
in how you
incite
love.
Incite this out of anybody, or you can only draw it out of somebody who's naturally like, oh, Waylon.
No, it's their power to try to get to lure someone into their trap, so then they can feed off of you and kill
feed
you.
Feed off their sexual energy.
So now, trained ones are able, like in the show, for instance, trained ones are able to feed without killing. There's some like her where she didn't know who she was when she was growing up, and so every time she would kiss somebody or be sexually engaged with them, she would kill them.
Right. So basically,
so it's kind of vampire-ish. I can get
somewhat
just enough blood to fuel me, but not enough to kill you.
So instead of blood, it's sexual energy.
It's chi. Okay.
Yeah.
Chi.
Sexual chi.
Sexual
so anyway, but that's the main character. But she does have a relationship with both a male and a female several times in it. And she heals by having sex.
Yeah.
Like if she gets in a fight and all banged up, she just goes bangs this one like cop or has lesbian sex. And
who's
like
a werewolf, by the way.
And you see, and you see her like, you know,
scars
like bruised disappear.
Well, my mom is a healing touch therapist, and I have come to realize that I have some powers of intuition. So all this energy talk. When before I met Katie, I met a man who is a doctor. A trauma doctor who happened to be overseas, and we were talking about the trauma. And at the time, my mom was working with a veteran who'd experienced a lot of trauma. And we were talking about the healing of sexual power. And it's funny because my twin at the time was kind of giggling, and my mom goes, oh, he totally needs some healing. She goes, oh, Loretta, you can totally, you know, heal him. And my twin was like, what? And my mom goes, oh, sex is very good. And I was like, yes.
That's hilarious.
Your mom cracks. Your mom does crack me up.
My mom,
she's funny.
She communicates on my Facebook page more often than my own family.
Love her.
But she literally does it in like a really fun way. Because she'll like shit that I'm like, oh, I'm kind of embarrassed you read that.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you're my lesbian's mother.
You're my lesbian's mother. No, she was the one we're watching Bull Durham, and the guy comes out in like bikini briefs and ankle socks. And my mom looks at me and she goes, Laura, socks are not sexy in bed. And I was like 13, 14 the time. I'm like, and she goes, make him take his socks off. And I'm like, so it's a big joke with Katie and I. We'll like start the nookie and the ear nibbling and stuff. And she'll look down. She's like, take off your socks.
I hope she says it just like that, because that's how she would say, take off your socks.
So sometimes, from my standpoint, before we go back to talk about Lost Girls, there is one night, and here's my thing. My hands and my feet are always freezing. Like right now, I still have socks on, and my toes and my feet are fucking cold.
Because the booze is not in my feet.
No, not yet. actually, booze actually makes you colder,
it
FYI.
Does. I know. I'm a nurse. I know these things.
You should. The other night, I basically get into bed, and I told Waylon, like, Waylon,
we're going to get in on him.
I go, no. All I did was I start stroking his leg with my foot, and I go, I have socks on. And he goes, that is so weird. He goes, I can't even do this.
That's gross.
It's just gross.
This is gross. This feels disgusting.
And I was just like, but I don't want to lose my feet when I'm older.
You said that?
Yeah, I did.
So like, note to self, Waylon does not have a sock fetish.
No, you don't. Not you don't try to get sleeping. Sexy and rub a sock with, foot all right. over someone else.
No, while you're in bed.
Nothing about that is sexual.
So, sexual.
You're getting all sorts of emails from sock fetishers.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I like making sock puppets, and if you want me to be like, you know, give you a hand job with a sock monkey. No, that's I think gross. That'd be hilarious.
Or a hand job or puppeteering with a sock.
So listeners, Lost Girls. Wait, first though, listeners.
Puppeteering with a sock.
Would you rather.
That'd be a silicone sock.
Would you rather have sex with someone wearing socks who rubs them up all over you? Or would you rather have a handy by a sock puppet?
I have a question.
Well, it depends. It depends because if you've textured that sock puppet, a handy could be. A really good time.
Potentially.
Right.
I do have a question though.
And
as
whether
well.
Or not the sock you know has how holes
much,
in it.
You know how much fun I would have with the voices.
Oh, I can't wait to suck your cock. Stick it in my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Totally.
You know, if I could get off laughing that hard, you would be in business.
That's so funny. So my question is,
well, I could
you guys
totally could tickle your clitoris with a sock puppet.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Absolutely. That's work for you, too.
That would be like a toe sock.
Will you please go after Katie's vagina with a sock puppet?
No.
And see how she responds.
She will kick me in the face.
I really... Someone out there, please go after a vagina with a sock puppet.
You want
We've got
me
straight
to
listeners.
Report back.
We've got straight listeners. Someone.
I will pay very good money for a gentleman to go after his lady's nanny hoo-ha with a sock puppet before I go after my fiance's hoo-hoo with a sock puppet.
Did you hear that, listeners? She'll
because
pay.
I guarantee you, I'll get kicked in the face. I'll get kicked in the face.
If Bradley came to me with a sock puppet, right. I would laugh nervously and then my shoulders would go up and be like, okay.
Handy's a handy. Oh man.
Yeah.
Cotton, wool, polyester.
Because it depends on the kind of mood you're in. You know, sometimes like it rough. Beated. Sometimes
those footy socks, the hospital socks with the texture on the bottom.
Maybe you'd make it out of like one of those
Brad, do not cover your eyes at me, sir.
One of those like beanbag things that you use on your desk for your wrist control.
Yeah.
You can make that into a puppet.
You could
so I can just go in the back room and grab your beanbag
wrist.
You are
now making me think about all the inanimate objects in your house that you've rubbed off on.
He totally
no,
has.
No,
in
I
the
am
back
not
room.
A furry. No, 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 no.
What's a furry?
The people who like to dress up like animals and like rub up on things and come.
Oh. Ew.
But I don't think she was referring to
you
as a furry.
You would have to dress up as an animal. No, I was just talking about someone who like
no, like you I'm going to rub my dick on the table. I'm going to go rub my dick in between the chair holes. I'm going to go rub my dick on this candle holder, you know? Like that's what she's talking about.
I know what she's talking about, but that's no. What? She wasn't talking about furries though.
I know,
but how did she go from
You went from I'm going to give you handies to bam furries.
Like what? Oh, there's that electric candle. Have you rubbed your dick up on that?
No, you were talking about giving handies with socks, and then you said I could turn my gel pad into a sock and give you a handy, and I was like, oh, I don't really want to think about all the inanimate objects and you rubbing off on them.
That savory that savory scone I made for dinner.
Oh, Waylon.
Before you got it served.
Oh, that's gross. This goes back to the lube conversation before. The lube that looks like...
Anyway, we actually have a listener who called in or wrote in about Lost Girl, the TV show.
Okay.
Basically, this is from Kyle Lyons. I've been watching Lost Girl for the past year. I found out about it through Top Chef Canada Season 2. Because the chefs had to provide a dinner for the cast and crew, I looked it up and I watched it. I've not started on season 3 yet, but we'll be getting around to it. A lot of the scenes were filmed in the neighborhood I live in, Toronto. Sounds like he's from Nebraska.
I think
like
Toronto
me.
Is a city, not a neighborhood.
A city in Toronto.
Yeah.
It's
a neighborhood.
Neighborhood
in
Neighborhood I live in Toronto.
Ricky just calls it the Canadas.
No, that's because I said
or the Torontos.
The countries of Canada or whatever. Anyway, so before we end the show, I want to let you guys know how seriously dangerous Truman is.
So I'm sure you got these phone calls before too. This was actually
No, I didn't get them because not that many people were getting shot when I was there.
That's true.
So I get phone calls on both my work number, my cell phone, and sometimes even text messages where it's like, "Hello, Truman campus will be closing early due to a man was shot outside the front entrance.
Motherfucker.
Please leave from the south entrance and do not take the red line, as the red line stop at Wilson has been closed to clean up blood." Like, these are the type of messages.
They really don't say that like
that. I'm trying to remember whether or not Virginia Tech happened before I graduated from there.
I don't know.
Because it's the big time, big town things that have since.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to play this because I still have this voicemail message from last November when the last shooting, one of the last shootings happened.
You mean November 2012?
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, we did get voicemails this week, though, because his first official day back to class on Monday
was canceled.
He goes to school, and then all of a sudden I get voicemails and I text him and goes, is your class canceled? He's like, how do you know? Well, I got a voicemail that said, due to Truman having no heat, all classes are canceled.
Yeah, Truman having no heat.
Their fucking heater broke or something.
That's better than, like, did you get shot?
Yeah, right. So here's the voicemail message I got.
This evening at approximately 4:47 p.m., a man was shot in the area of Magnolia and Wilson.
That's the corner of Truman College, by the way, for you listeners.
The police have secured the scene and are conducting an investigation. As always, be aware of your surroundings coming to and leaving our campus. And in case of any emergency, please dial 911.
So this is what I have to deal with every time that I go to school. I am honestly, like, the end of the semester, on top of all that stress that I was dealing with all of the
academic
shit that I was dealing with and everything, I have to worry about, am I going to get shot?
Fuck.
Dude, I mean, it's kind of like when you get, it just sounds very different in my ear. Did you change anything or is it just me?
It's just you.
Okay. So, it's more nerve-wracking when you're sitting at home at work and you answer your phone and like, hi, United Healthcare, this is Waylon. And then it's, please, someone has been shot outside of, and I'm like, what?
Right.
Text message. Bradley, someone died outside of your school. Was it you?
Are you dead?
And I text back like, no, I'm good. But I remember specifically. One of my, on that event specifically, one of my teachers said her class, they were on the third floor that faced out towards the street that was at.
Mm-hmm.
They heard the gunshots and kids went to the window. And my teacher's like, what in the hell are you doing?
They're She's on just the third like, story. They don't think they're going to get hit in the bullet.
Right.
And because it's still, I don't want to say fantasy, but it's still removed. The people who go to that school, you have such a mix. There are people who don't know to duck. It's not like Humboldt Park. Somebody hears gunshots in Humboldt Park, everybody fucking hits the ground.
You hit the ground or you get the fuck out of there.
Right.
Where there's me.
There's still...
Oh, someone's making popcorn.
Right. They're still fascinated.
I'm so naive. What's going on?
They're so fascinated by gore, you know, that they think it's something that they can watch and observe because it hasn't affected them yet. But as soon as somebody fucking lights them an AK inside the building, maybe they won't run to the window anymore. Not that I want anybody to open an AK in any building.
No. I don't even want to get into the gun discussion, all that shit. That's right now. I just.
But yes, I'm very.
But it's frightening that they all ran to the window.
Like, yeah.
Ooh.
What's happening?
But I'm very excited that you have one semester left and then you go to a big boy school.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a big boy school. It's hard. Community college is fucking hard because you have to fend for yourself.
I don't disagree. I'm just. This...
Specifically with Truman, the only thing that I've dealt with, like, I mean, aside from dodging bullets, I've had to learn that, you know, you have to look for these things on your own. There's not a good process to say, hey, let's sit down and talk about your student loan or how you're paying this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for somebody, I can't go in there and say, because I literally did. I went in there and I'm like, okay, so I'm new at doing this. I go, obviously I'm going to do student loans, but I would like to see if I can try to get financial aid.
It was obviously a gross generalization.
Yeah.
But... you don't have to take a how to go to college class at UIC.
Well, no, but they have, you know, core.
But no, it's obviously needed.
But there's just not, absolutely, there is not the hand-holding that you get at a four-year university where you pay a lot of money to be coddled. We were totally effing coddled. We were totally coddled. Absolutely. You don't get that at a community college.
Which I think is a shame there, because and some of that needs to be to navigate the financial aid world, to navigate future plans.
Part of the lack of education about financial aid is that the people who are in those positions either don't have enough information to educate people, they don't know how to educate people, and they've been burned. Because no, motherfuckers go in
that's
there.
That's exactly what it is. This, and they get more government jaded, help.
Cause... They show up at their first, second class, they get their check, and they bounce. They never show up again, and then everybody's out of money.
Yep.
So, like, they're burned. They're burned.
Agreed. But I'm still looking forward to him not being shot.
I'm definitely looking forward
though
to him
not
being shot.
Though that also means he'll be using my car often, probably.
Why? To go to UIC?
Yeah, I'm just no. He'll want to go to school later. So he'll be like, can I take your car? Instead of spending the hour on the train.
Yeah, but if you spend the hour on the train, you can study. True. And if he studies on the train, then he can come home and have FaceTime with you.
Right.
And have sock puppet handies.
I was going to say.
Yes!
Sock puppet handies.
So, is sock puppet handies the title of the show?
Yep.
Because I think it should be.
Sock puppet handies.
Did you use a picture of like lamb chop?
No, I'm trying to
I've
find
out. I've got lamb chop back there. You know, I could bring him.
Lamb chops, play along.
We're not going to make an album art of you give me a sock puppet handy.
No, but I could bring lamb chop to bed tonight.
This is the handy that never ends.
Yes, it use lube,
my friend.
Some people started singing it, playing it, playing with it.
Not knowing what it was,
we'll okay.
continue blowing it forever just because this is the handy.
So thanks for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Woo!
I hope you enjoyed Nurse Lori.
I don't know if
the lady of the labia.
People are either going to really like these two episodes because they've been without Ricky, or they're really going to hate them because they were very educational.
Yeah.
I've enlightened you.
Yeah.
Well, tell me what you want.
But remember,
tell me
what you want,
what
you really, really,
really
want.
The lady of the labia.
I really want to
zig a zig. Ah.
The lady of the labia is always on call as an expert.
Yes.
So you.
I have to say, like, in all sincerity, this fucking rocks ass. And it's nice to. I love it when you call me and I'm like cleaning or shopping or doing something random. All of a sudden you're like, you're on the show. Tell us about. Cleaning your hoo-hoo. But this is fun. This is different.
It's a little different.
It is. I like the ambiance.
It helps having alcohol.
Booze.
Well, I mean, I get booze anywhere. Cheers.
That's true.
Cheers to queers.
To butt sex.
To butt sex.
And right. We're out. Goodbye, everyone.
Have a good night.
Ciao.
Or day, or evening, or weekend.
Deuces. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.